Yes, it's really, really scary. And I have to say, for us in DACC, we've been working tirelessly on this throughout the COVID period. And we have been given dates. Yes, cervical check, we were told, would start doing this from memory. I think it was back in July. But we still have the concerns around bowel screening and breast check. And I suppose for us in DACC, while all cancer screening services are very important and very concerning, the figures now are really worrying. And one of the concerns we have is that in regards to breast check, we had already raised our concerns around the service, breast check service in Donegal before COVID, because we had been writing to actually the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Paul Reid, back in, I think it was around the 18th, 19th of February, because we had concerns that the unit in Letterkenny was only operational 3 days a week. And we had raised that at a meeting in Dublin prior to that, and we were told, no, it was working 5 days. We wrote, and we had it actually back from Breast Check in Galway, that it was only operational 3 days a week due to resource restrictions. So we've had a backlog at Breast Check before we've had COVID. So now, you know, the unit was supposed to be back in Letterkenny again in February. That didn't happen. It's sitting there. We've been writing tirelessly looking for a start date. We were told that bowel screening and breast check would start again in September, October. We've been writing repeatedly looking for start dates. We've been asking, in the context of breast check, have the invitation letters been sent out? We can't get any replies back. And in fact, we have actually kept our Donegal Oireachtas members informed of this. If I remember, it was back at the end of July. We kept them posted so that they would know exactly what we were doing and also the answers we were getting back. So this is really, really serious concerns. And I am not in any way taking away from the seriousness of the COVID pandemic. But the reality is all our other cancer services and indeed all other health services can't be left in limbo because of it. But breast check, the breast check unit, because we had actually put a proposal to breast check way back, I'm thinking it must have been in June. And at that time we had talked about, even if they were to have sort of one lady per hour and 15 minutes or one lady, you know, an hour and a half, surely that would allow five ladies a day to be still seen and have their mammogram and also allowed for sanitizing and all the rest of it. You know, practical solutions and whatever. Now, we do appreciate that I suppose staff have been taken in from various areas of the HSE to deal with the pandemic, but that can't be at the cost of other key cancer services. And cancer services are one of those that are I suppose, time is crucial in the diagnosis of it. So this is really serious. And for breast check, there was issues back before the COVID pandemic, and we are really, really upset. We're also very concerned at the lack now of information that is coming back. We're still continuing to work as hard as we've always done, in fact, probably harder. We're voluntary, we're unpaid, but we will not give up. And again, we're talking, the unit hasn't started in Letterkenny. Remember, there was a cycle, it went to Donegal Town, it went to Letterkenny. So if we have a delay now starting in early March in Letterkenny, how does that, the figures that are accumulating, the misdiagnoses that are probably happening, the time frame now for going back to Donegal Town, the whole thing is out of place. But our health, our Donegal Oireachtas members, our government and our Department of Health really need to step up. We have actually questioned the whole thing about liability, you know, for misdiagnosis and all that. And we got a piece back from the Minister's office. I think that was probably about the 15th, 17th of July, telling us about, you know, how you deal with all that. But that's not the real issue is our cancer screening services must be a priority, and it must be priority for our Donegal Oireachtas members, and I mean that respectively. And whatever it takes to get them started, it has to happen. And our other concern now, I suppose, is when we saw that the council offices are closed at Letterkenny, we hope that that's not going to be used as an excuse that there's a delay. We've taken note of all this, and it's not acceptable. It really isn't. But again, there was issues. The service at Letterkenny was only operational 3 days a week before COVID. Now we have a number of women and men, because remember bowel screening as well, you know, and the issue must be addressed.
What kind of impact will this have in terms of diagnosis for patients in, from your point of view, Betty?
Well, the reality is you're going to have delayed diagnosis, you know. The reality is if people aren't getting their screening, you know, be it bowel, be it a breath check, and there's misdiagnosis, what impact will that have? Well, I mean, time is crucial in the diagnosis of cancer. So if people's diagnoses are being delayed, you know, there's serious questions around that. There's questions around the treatment, you know, what stage will their cancer be at when it's diagnosed? There's so many issues. And I suppose, again, respectfully, we don't want to scare people. But the only way we can actually sort of take this to the fore is to get as upset as we are at present. And it's a very serious issue, and it should not have been left slide as it has been. And with respect, again, not taken away from COVID, but COVID has nearly been used now as an excuse for everything else.